Sunday Meditation, October 6th, 1996. The question today has to do with our darker side. We would like for you to talk to us about this darker side, because every now and then, as each of us is in our daily round of activities and interacting with others of our kind, we find that we are getting angry at them, that we are having thoughts and desires and wishes to do nasty things. And sometimes that makes us feel uncomfortable, and we would like to know how to deal with this darker side, because we have the feeling that it might just be part of us that needs some sort of recognition. So could you talk to us about how we could relate to that side of ourselves, how we could look at it, how we could express it or not express it, and what the proper place of that darker shadow side of ourselves might be?
We are those of Cool. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are most happy to be called to this circle of seeking. And we thank and bless each whose search for truth has led you to this place at this time. As always, we ask that it be known that we are not infallible. We make mistakes. We have opinions. We are those who walk with you. We are not those over you, but pilgrims such as yourself. And we share a royal road together. For there is a kingdom whose head is love itself. And on that highway to love, we are comrades. We thank you for the company and for your great desire to progress and to become more who you truly are. This is the great journey to the heart of the self. At this session, you wish to have some thoughts from us concerning the darker emotions, more especially anger. We are aware at even this remove from your density, at the power and attraction of that magnetic emotion that you call anger. If we needed to put a more accurate term to it, we would call it a kind of fear. However, upon the surface, that emotion is anger. It is, as we say, we do remember that it is very uncomfortable. It is extremely difficult to ignore. For regardless of whence the anger has come, its base is in the survival chakra, the red ray energy center. One who is enraged is fighting for survival. That is the body. And the second density brain of the creature that carries your consciousness about is honestly, genuinely concerned for its survival. The second density is not a density in which reason has a great part. And those instinctual angers that come from that feeling of being invaded or threatened have as the natural response deeply held emotional consequences to the individual moving through incarnation. Anger and the darker side in general is not something which we would encourage you simply to ignore or to brush aside. For you cannot tell your physical and emotional second density body not to be angry because it is not spiritual. This does not make sense. It is only in that consciousness which is abstracted from the incarnation that one has either the ability or the right to work deeply with this dark side. So the first thing that we would say about the darker emotions is that they deserve a place. They deserve respect. They deserve attention. If such inner pain is not addressed and honored, it can shrivel the most robust nature. Now let us look at what we said earlier, that anger is a kind of fear. In your language, you use words that are approximate, and we cannot find words in your language that satisfy us in speaking through this instrument to distinguish between various aspects of anger and fear. However, generally, we would say that love, that original thought that created all that there is of a nature that is purely expansive, moving outward and radiating in all directions from every point. It is the great celebration that lasts to infinity. When that love pours through the vehicle, physical, emotional, and mental, of the entity within incarnation, that love moves into the field of the body at the base or red ray chakra, that survival chakra. And if it is blocked there by contraction by fear. Not much energy can come through to move into higher energy centers. The same is true of each energy center. Therefore, the first work upon the self having to do with anger is to see its place and to forgive the self for having this nature that contracts against threats, that defends against the enemy. That which is not love is illusion. Yet that which is love is also illusion within your density. So when you as a seeker find yourself radiating within in hostility, aggression, anger, rage, or resentment, your first duty is to yourself, and it is to validate and support that dark side. For that dark side is very concerned with your health and welfare. And it needs to be reassured and comforted and held as gently and lovingly as the baby at the breast. The response of the seeker to its own dark side needs to be, in the beginning, an acceptance of what seems to be a less attractive portion of the self. The objects of anger and resentment, spiritually speaking, only seem to be other selves. Actually, you may look at each other self with whom you interact as a mirror which reflects to you those things you like about yourself and those things you do not wish were a part of yourself. And the angrier that you are at that other entity, the more of part of yourself you are recognizing and responding to. It is as though the anger were a vampire type spirit threatening to take you over, to suck from you your life and strength. And yet, how does one cause vampiric activity to cease? There is only one way. And that way is to accept into the heart that vampiric energy, to cradle it and know it as the self. And to say, in compassion, this too is me. Yes, you shall have fear. Yes, you are worthwhile. Your illusion was created so that you could not help but respond blindly to incoming catalyst. It was not intended that an incarnation in third density be without conflict and suffering. Indeed, that portion of you which is your higher self rejoices when you feel that catalyst of rage, resentment, or anger. For now you are doing the work which you came to do. The source of a great deal of anger is the dynamic betwixt two entities, yourself and another. And so, although all fear has a red ray blockage, many feelings of anger also are generating orange ray blockage, as that is the ray in which you are working with yourself and one other self. That is the relationship chakra, the belly chakra, the chakra where many entities will try to control from. The person that has a lower belly tension is often being, we correct this system, is often reacting to another being who is attempting to control, or is reacting because the self is attempting to control another. In either case, not only the red ray, but also the green ray energy center. We correct this instrument. The orange ray energy center is experiencing some blockage. And when the anger has to do with anger at society or at the culture or at groups, this anger is also generating yellow ray blockage. What this means is that you as an energy user are put suddenly on short rations, so that although the energy coming to you is infinite, the energy that is making it up into the heart chakra, where it can open the heart, is much diminished. So once you have accepted yourself for having this dark side, you have the basis for a long program of work, doing what we might call coming out of a hidden place. We gave this instrument the vision of a closet. It is as though your fear, your blockage, as you experience the catalyst that creates anger, contracts you into a crowded small space, and you feel that you would explode if you could to make that place larger. Yet the skillful way to work with this anger, once it has been identified, accepted, and forgiven in the self, is to see that there is a real concern which can only be addressed by love itself. In this work of addressing fear, it is well, as this instrument would say, to maintain the baby step and not to attempt to walk out of the closet into brightest noon, saying, well, I'm out of that closet and I'll never go back. Because no matter what your station, circumstances, or vibratory nature, you will again be in that space as long as the veil is drawn between you, your conscious mind, and that great store of information which lies below the conscious mind. It takes faith to gaze at a situation in which you have gotten angry again and again, and still to be able to say, I will open the door just a little more. I will not try to become a person without anger, but I will try to become a little more light, a little more lifted from fear, a little freer than I was a year ago, a month ago, a week ago, or an hour ago. Do not try for the dramatic breakthrough. These things do occur, but they cannot be forced. Try instead to pour your compassion into that closed place and allow the compassion itself gently to move the being back into the light. Baby step by baby step. See the darker emotions as a darker color, and the peace of compassion and service as the light. And see your being moving gently and slowly, two steps forward, one step back, throughout the lifetime, and feel good about that. For work in consciousness is a maintenance program. It is not a college one graduates from. All the created universe exists because of opposites. It exists because there is light and dark. The dark side within each of you is as it must be in order that you may manifest at this time, in this place. You cannot get over your humanity. You cannot become an entity without polarity. You must be that which your nature is. You are top to bottom and side to side entities of 360 degrees, the full circle of personality, from the lightest and brightest to the deepest and darkest. The skill lies in seeing your emotions as information-bearing energies offering to you the fruits of your own past and the seeds of your transformation into an ever emptier, ever lighter, ever hollower self. The earthy part of the self, that soil in which the dark nature hides, is a heavy thing. And it is that soil in which truth and beauty and those mysteries which call you forward grow out of this very soil. So we encourage each to gaze unafraid at those dark emotions within, to love and accept them, and gently and persistently and with humor to work at them, putting them in perspective, seeing them for the vampires that they are, and allowing compassion to flow as you unfold your dark side in your heart. The goal here for each is to open the heart . We would at this time transfer the contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and would leave it in love and in light. We are those of Akua.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to open ourselves to any further queries which may be upon the minds of those gathered. Is there another query at this time to which we may speak? I am Kuo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. It is a situation in which one's intuitive capacities are often called into play, for it is a most fluid situation to experience the anger of another especially if one is the focus of such anger. We can recommend that one attempt to accept the other entity for having such anger, and through this acceptance to seek communication that might clarify not only the present situation in which the anger is being expressed, but which might also move more deeply into the origin of the anger within the other entity. This kind of communication is that which is most easily accomplished with those who are close friends and those who are willing to explore with you a portion of the self which is not pleasant to expose. If the entity does not wish to speak of the anger at the moment it is being expressed, then it is well to wait until there is a time in which the entity is willing to speak upon this matter, the emotions having been drained away concerning the situation. We recommend, first and foremost, however, that acceptance is the foundation upon which all further communication and interaction may be undertaken. Is there a further query, my sister?
I would like to think of what the next question, so I give the floor to others at this point.
I'd like to follow up on that with just a little quick question. I've watched a couple of relationships that were like this, where one person simply refused to communicate or to reflect, and simply being verbally abusive and emotionally abusive. This can't help but hurt. Is there any way to defend oneself against being personally hurt by such abuse? Even though it's just words, it really does hurt.
I will call. I'm aware of your query, my sister. The most effective means by which we have found that one may deal with such a situation is to work internally upon the self for the building of the confidence that one has not truly generated such a fury, but that the entity experiencing the anger has the responsibility of generating that anger. For as those known to this group as Ra have mentioned, there is truly no emotionally charged situation. There are only emotionally charged responses. And each entity will respond to each situation in the way in which the entity has biased itself in consciousness previous to this incarnation. Thus, the one experiencing the anger and expressing the anger has the responsibility of dealing with that anger and its causes. The one feeling the anger has the responsibility of dealing with the emotions that come up as a result of experiencing the anger. Thus, if it can be kept in mind and in perspective as to who is responsible for what, it is most helpful for if the entity that is around another expressing anger takes that anger into the self and feels one way or another, the feelings are this entity's with which to deal. Is there another query, my sister?
I just wish I knew some technique which wouldn't shut out the other person, but which would make the person getting the abuse safe and feel strong. It seems like a very hard thing.
I am Kuo, and we would ask if there is a specific query to which we may speak.
No.
I am Kuo, and we thank you, my sister.
I guess what it is I'm just concerned. In the case of Putin, I see a very strong woman being systematically reduced to rubble every time she comes in contact with her spouse. I guess it's more difficult for me to watch it probably than for her to do it. I wish I knew some simple way to say, well, here, do this, take two of these, and you'll be okay. You know, some medicine for melancholy. Some dosage of that you could take, something that would trigger some change of attitude where you remember that this isn't really personal to you, this is just this entity.
I am Kuo, and am aware of your concern and your query, my sister. This is the stuff of the third density illusion. The interacting of entities whose motivations, intentions, goals, and talents are varied, whose paths cross and recross, bringing into play all of the pre-incarnative catalyst that was intended to be looked at in each incarnation. There is confusion, there is anger, there is doubt. There are many emotions that come into play as each relates to another and to others. There is, in one sense, no safety, for one is vulnerable at all times when one opens the heart in love to another. And in another sense, there is only safety, and no damage can be done, for each is an eternal entity. And all seeming damage is only that which exists in the moment, to be worked upon as catalyst for future growth and the strengthening of the concept of the self. Is there another query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I am Kuo, and again we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, Kuo. I have a question I'm going to confuse myself. Kuo and I have discussed many times the importance of knowing what it is that we believe. There is a desire to channel. Or it stands as it's the base from which you stand, for the mission of the challenge. Okay. I'm confused about this concept. The way that I interpret that is the first thing that comes to mind is being able to say, for lack of a better example, something like the Apostles' Creed, but I sense that there's something much deeper to it than that. I was wondering if you could comment on that.
I'm Qual, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. This sense of the self, this essence of the self, is the quality about which the focus rests. How would you describe the highest and best ideal in your life pattern? What is it that inspires you the most, that gives you the feeling of direction, of purpose? What quality would you live for, and what quality would you die for? This is the center of the self, and each entity's means of describing this quality becomes the foundation upon which the entity may stand as it wishes to serve as an instrument and wishes to filter all discarnate entities that would wish to speak through it by asking if they also value this quality as highly as does the self. Is there a further query, my brother?
Would there be an appropriate focus in meditation that would help one become consciously aware of that highest ideal? I'm making the assumption that that ideal exists in knowledge with the higher self, or perhaps at another level of consciousness. Is it simply the desire to know that highest ideal in the meditative state that brings it forward?
I am Qual, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. An entity may indeed discover this center of the self, this ideal, within the meditative state. An entity may also discover this ideal as the entity reads many inspirational texts, authors, and works of art. The entity may discover this ideal as it moves through its daily round of activities and sees others who express in one way or another that which is of a high quality, that which is excellent, that which is all-encompassing, that which is inspirational. The means of discovery are many. The desire to discover is most important, as it focuses the energy and the efforts of the entity in this direction. Is there a further query, my brother?
The only other question that I would ask on this subject is, when anyone feels the pull towards channeling, if you could recommend, maybe not this one, I'm not sure where I'm going with this question, perhaps an appropriate focus to become as pure a channel as possible. Can you comment on this at all?
I am Qual, and we would ask that you restate the query, my brother.
Well, I'm a little confused about what it is I'm really asking there, so I'll just let that one drop. Thank you, Qual.
I am Qual, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
An entity would have a pre-incarnated plan to develop their bias toward anger in one's life. Well, if you could answer first this question, then I would follow up.
tranquil, I am again with this instrument. The entity who is a positively oriented in a nature would use that which you have called anger to focus upon its polar opposite, that being a compassion. The positively oriented entity is more likely to focus its anger upon itself, for to focus upon another is of a negative polarity. Thus, as one feels anger and lack of compassion for the self, the opportunity for developing compassion for the self is set in motion. Thus, each polarity utilizes anger in a different fashion. Is there a further query, my sister?
So let me just restate what I understood from your earlier comment, is if then we see an entity who has a tremendous amount of anger, and the way to help the entity is to accept what is happening, and whether it work at that moment or later on when the anger has receded, to forgive and perhaps transform that emotion into what we call compassion. Is that right?
I have a call. And I'm aware of your query, my sister. This is basically a correct. For the serving of another occurs most effectively when the other feels an acceptance from the self for whatever the experience may be that has been shared between the entities involved. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, that's all from me.
I am Kwa. Again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time? It is unlikely that an entity who would explore the darker feelings for another would be able to actually affect this entity, unless the one exploring such intentions mentally were also a practiced adept and was able to utilize its consciousness in that fashion. However, we are aware that you speak of an entity such as yourself, one who wishes in the long run, as shall we say, to express a compassion, acceptance, and service to others. Thus, the mental exploration of the anger for another would be helpful to each entity involved if you would take in mind not only the entity for which you feel the anger, but if you would expand the exercise to include the self. For all emotions that are felt for others are felt first for the self. And explore that anger there, moving as deeply as you can into your own experience to find those sources of anger within yourself and of lack of acceptance, shall we say, which is another source of anger for the self. in these mental explorations, if you can move more deeply into the experience and the self, then there may be fruit that aids in the expression of compassion as the outcome of this exercise. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thank you, Kuo. That was...
I am Kuo, and again, we thank you, my brother. Is there a final query at this time?
I'll ask just one other question. I have been consciously more cautious of the questions that I ask that tend to have personal connotations due to a concern, a fear, if you will, that such questions over the long term have a tendency to this group. Does that have any kind of effect? Do you offer any guidance in this area?
I am Kuo, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. If we may speak without puffing up the pride of any within this group, we feel that this group is well enough aware of the need for the, shall we say, overarching view, that any a personal query may be placed within this perspective, so that there is a principle which is derived that is of aid not only to the one asking the personal query, but to any other entity that may become aware of our response. Thus, we feel that any query is acceptable to be asked this group, for each within the group that serves as instrument is aware of the need for the, shall we say, philosophical view. Thus, we are able to share that which is ours to share in a free and open manner. For we also strive for that which is of the principle, the archetypical image, shall we say, that may be of aid to all. Is there any further query, my brother? I am Kuo. We thank you, my brother. At this time, we will take our leave of this instrument and this group, thanking each, as always, for inviting our presence in your circle of seeking this day. It has been a great privilege and honor, one to which we always look forward, as you would say. We are those of Kuo. And we leave each in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Let's send all our light up to you.
Circle in you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.